Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night. Yes, let me check. Yes, Thursday night here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Solo mission tonight. Carver sans Lisi, as Joe is out on assignment. Although we will hear from him, I believe, at the end of the second hour, as we're going to make the NFL picks tonight, because I'm out tomorrow night. So Joe's out tonight, I'm out tomorrow night. So we will make the NFL picks tonight for week number 18. We will do that. We might have some other things along the way as well. We have two NBA games tonight, one of them going on now with Milwaukee and San Antonio on Wembanyama's birthday. So we have that going on. We have a lot of good college basketball games happening as well, including Michigan State just laying it on Penn State at the half. I mean, they are just thumping them. They're up 25. We have a lot of hockey tonight as the Penguins have built a 4-2 lead in Boston over the Bruins. How about that? Get the Bruins right now at plus 310. And we, of course, do a lot of football talk as well, especially as we're getting a little bit closer to this weekend. A lot of injury updates from today. Several things to discuss as well. So here we go. The Bell, Matthias Burbell, in the house as well. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Mike Carver and no Joe tonight. Joe out on assignment, so you get just me, the solo mission, here tonight on CNL, and Hit Burbell hanging as well here, as we've got a lot of live action to go through and plenty of football to discuss as well. So as we mentioned, only one NBA game here for us, and the Bucks are up 38-31. That's at the end of the first quarter. That's right. So we had ourselves a 69-point first quarter in San Antonio. Bucks minus 11.5 right now. 255.5 is the live total. It was 248.5, I believe, in the pregame. So up, 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 and away is how they are cooking so far in San An. Right now, what is Wembanyama? Only 4 so far on his birthday. Giannis with 7. Middleton with 7. Dame time. He's got 6, so not much going on for the Spurs side of things for Wembanyama. He turned 20 today, so just think about that. He's got a full career ahead of him. 20 years old, Wembanyama, on the 4th of January. So that's the only NBA game currently in action. The Nuggets and the Warriors are going to go at it tonight. That's the second game of the TV doubleheader, so at some point we will try to go throw together the SGP for that. because I know that they are giving out. Yes, they're giving you no sweat tonight. So we're going to try to get ourselves a little Nugget Warrior SGP going. Matias usually has something that he likes. So we're going to get him involved now. His picks are usually when the SGP is better than Joe's anyway. So we'll get Matias is in there for us in this spot.
Let's build a winner.
Well, you've been hot, Matias, to be fair. I mean, you've been pretty hot. You sent me that parlay you sent me the other night hit, right? Did that hit that parlay?
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it, Carver. I have been hot, you know? But Everton let me down today. Out of all the plays, Everton, my team. I mean, come on. The homer pick.
EPL, you went with your own team.
I know. Dangerous play.
Dangerous play. But that parlay you sent me did hit, right? That one there from the other night? I think you had one leg.
Yeah, it did. It was nice. It was a college basketball one. We've been hot with college basketball. And I took Troy tonight, money line. And I also parlayed that with the Rangers at -1.5 goals to a -120 overall play. And I like it.
Troy, money line for you, huh? You're hitting the Sun Belt hardwood. Look at
you.
Hey,
they're playing Old Dominion. Old Dominion soft. They're a soft team this year. And Troy, they're a winner at home, man. So they're playing
they're
at home.
They're up 20.
And that's go, baby. They were -4.5. They were -4.5.
55-34. Troy leads ODU at home. Nice job by you. And you got the Rangers -1.5. I'll give you the NHL in a second here. I mentioned the Michigan State score. They are up big. A lot of CAA games tonight. Hofstra leads Charleston 45-39. That's over at the Mac on Long Island. Taking care of business. Stony Brook and Northeastern. 1-point game. Drexel leads UNC Wilmington. Blah. Temple in South Florida. USF up 32-28 in that one. And they are about to start. There's a lot of Pac-12 games tonight on the left coast. James Madison started, too. They're undefeated as they are at the Ragin' Cajuns. Another Sun Belt game for you there. Michigan and Minnesota tips at 9 o'clock East. Michigan -5.5. Gonzaga's laying 21.5 against Pepperdine. That's coming up next hour. 9 o'clock East tip up at the Kennel. Oregon and Washington getting together in the Pac-12. -4.5 for the Huskies. Game of the night is in Tucson, where Arizona and Colorado will get together. Tad Boyle and the Buffaloes have gotten off to a very good start, but they will be tested tonight by Arizona. And Arizona's -12.5. 160.5 is the total. So we're going to get on the Buffaloes on the road tonight with the 12 and a hook. See if we can get them home. Fullerton and the Anteaters in the Big West. Some good late night games. Oregon State and Washington State. Utah's at Arizona State tonight, St. Mary's and San Diego. So we're going to have plenty of that for us coming up as the night moves forward. Now, there is a lot of hockey as well, as we kind of just spray the entire board for you here and let you know what we're dealing with. We mentioned the Bruins and the Penguins already. That game is 4-2. The Rangers are up 1-0 on the Blackhawks. Matias looking for the Rangers to get a blowout victory at the Garden over Chicago. They're -1100 live, and the puck line's -2.5 live right now. So, of course, you'd like to see that one move in that direction. Flyers up 1-0 at home on Columbus. Buffalo and Montreal scoreless in the second at the Habs. We thought this line was a little funky today. Montreal's played okay. They're about a .500 team. Buffalo hasn't been good at all, but for some reason they were road favorites in Montreal tonight. So we took a little shot with the Canadians. They're still plus +120 live if you want to get involved with them. And the Bruins are plus +320 live with a lot of hockey left, only down 2 against the Penguins at home, a place that they do not normally lose. Elsewhere tonight, Tampa is in Minnesota. They're starting any moment. Calgary is in Nashville. They're starting any moment. Vancouver is in St. Louis. They're starting any moment. The other good game tonight, Colorado and Dallas, two of the best in the West getting together with the Stars -125. Colorado, you don't get them often at plus +105. So you might want to take advantage of that if you can. 6.5 total. The Islanders are at the college rink in Arizona. Ottawa's in Seattle. Florida's in Vegas. Winnipeg's at the Shark Tank. Detroit's in L.A. Tons of hockey tonight for you. Carver and Lisi, we're just getting going on a Thursday. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Thursday night. 844-843-6879 is the number. Solo mission tonight. Joe out on assignment. We may hear from him later on in hour number two. We should hear from him. I mean, he doesn't have to make the picks. I've already beaten him for the year in the NFL, so he doesn't have to make picks this week. But we're still going to do it anyway. I already clinched the season in the NFL, but that's okay. We're going to still get the picks for this week. A week 18, a very, very tough week to try to bet. Very tough. Especially when you look, you know which teams, and this has been always my way to look at it, and we'll go deeper in a few of these games in the second hour, but you know, I really try as hard as I can the last week of the regular season, the NFL, to just stick with teams that you know are going to be playing for it, that they have something to play for the entire game. Even the teams that, you know, are going into these games with something on the line, but if they look up at the scoreboard and say, see, things aren't going their way, and they could start laying down, like, that would be my worry with the Eagles this week. You know, Eagles need a big performance anyway because they've been so miserable the last few weeks, or the last month. But, you know, that line's down to 4.5. The Eagles look up at halftime and the Cowboys are up 24. There's really nothing for them to play for in the second half. You want to keep rolling Hurts out there and everybody else? Probably not. You're going to be getting ready to hit the road on a wild card game the following week. So I'm looking for games where I know a team is going to be absolutely committed to playing 60 minutes. And there's only so few of those that you can go to. So you're not going to find me dancing around with the Jets and the Patriots this week. Or or the Rams and the Niners. Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs, Chargers. Like, these are games I will have absolutely nothing to do with. But some people love this, and now is there potential for props? Sure. You want to try to get Jeff Driscoll to throw 300-plus against the Bengals? By all means, have a blast with some heavy plus money. But I don't have the stomach for it, to be quite honest, because he can just as easily as you think you can hit that, he could throw for $120 and look absolutely awful. So it's a very tricky week, week 18 in the NFL. I gave you everything that's going on when we came on. So there's only one NBA game. There's tons of hockey, lots of college hoops. But there is also, and I love this, live golf right now, of course, as they are at the Century Tournament of Champions, first PGA Tour event of this year. The boys are back in town. Everybody knows I love the golf. We wait all year. We have a great time. We hit a lot of winners last year. And they always start the year in Hawaii here with the Tournament of Champs, as they're at Kapalua in Maui. And we talked about Colin Morikawa the last couple days. Well, he's in the clubhouse as a co-leader, 8-under 65 for him, along with Viegas, who Joe, wasn't that who Joe picked out of the hat? Viegas, who was like 300-1 to win this thing. Pretty sure it was. He said his name wrong. He said, "Oh, I'm pretty sure that's who he had." Not who he had. Trust me, Joe. I mean, Joe probably threw a couple bucks on him, but he's tied for the lead as well. And this happens to Joe a lot. He'll pick some guy that he's never heard of in his life out of a hat, and he'll play good on Thursday and Friday, and then he'll disappear on Saturday and Sunday. And that's probably what's going to happen to Viegas here, if I had to guess. But that is who he picked, right? Right, Matias?
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think that's who he picked.
I gotta let him know too. I'm gonna text him too. You pick Viegas, right? He's 8-under with a 65. Sahith Tagala is also now at 8-under, but he's got a couple holes to go. So if you had Tagala for a first round leader, that's got a good chance of possibly coming in here, as he has 4 holes to play
and now tied for the top spot at the tournament Century Tournament of Champions. I just saw Scheffler hit just a miserable drive hole back. He had like a line drive, like he looked like me out at Eisenhower a couple of holes ago. So the Scheffler was the chalk coming in, obviously the favorite, and he is right now still the co-favorite at plus 550. So Scheffler's, I think, four shots back. He's four under, and he's still plus 550. Morikawa's plus 550 is the co-favorite. Hovland is 6-1. Cantlay is plus 850, along with Tigala. Xander Schauffele, who played pretty well today, he's one shot back. He is 9-1 right now. So a lot of good opportunities. And last year, Rahm was seven back going into the final round, and he chased down Morikawa. And hopefully Morikawa is not going to let that happen this year if he builds himself a fat lead. No, that's not what we want whatsoever in this spot. So the golf's going on too. Live golf on a Thursday night. You cannot beat that whatsoever. I was rolling through. Rangers up 2-0 now. So did that goal stand, Matias? You told me during the break that they scored, but they were reviewing the goal. Well, there you go. You got it up 2-0 now. Now they got it. What are they going to do, Matias? Extend.
And right here we got Troy up 24 points in the second half. So we're dancing right now. Extend.
Love it, Matias. There you go. Troy, forget that. They're in the mix. They are in the mix. Absolutely. Up 20 right now. Scoreless still, and the Penguins have extended as well. Up 5-2 now in Boston over the Bruins. Bruins plus 9, Hundy. Canucks up 1-0 in St. Louis. That did not take long. The Flames have scored two goals in the first 5 minutes in Nashville. And they lead the Predators. Flames are awful on the road, too. They are a miserable road team. And for them to get a couple of goals early in Smashville, that's a big-time start. Islanders and the Coyotes is now a pick 'em. That faces off at the top of the hour. Islanders, of course, the other night did what they usually do. Meltdown in the third period and lose in overtime. They did that in Colorado. That total went down to 5.5, 2 in the Island game. The Islanders are more of an over team. Everybody still thinks the Islanders are an under team from the past few years. Not the case. Not the case at all. So I like that game for the over, the Islanders and the Coyotes so far. I'm letting Joe know that Viegas is tied for the lead. I'll let everybody know what the response is via text from Joe after he finds out his 301 guys tied for the lead after the first round. And Florida, a small favorite in Vegas at the T-Mobile against the Golden Knights, who have not been playing good hockey whatsoever. Maybe tonight's a night to jump on them. Florida's been out there on the West Coast. We can get Vegas at a nice plus 102 price. Sharks are plus 220 at home. I feel like we've been jumping on. See, this is my problem. We jumped on the Sharks the last couple times. They've been at home, and they haven't cashed for us. And I feel like I'm going to bypass them tonight, and tonight they'll probably beat the Jets 2-1 or something. I don't know what happened to me if you leave the Sharks alone. Detroit's in L.A. against the Kings. Kings aren't as good at home as they are on the road, amazingly as that sounds. So I don't mind Detroit tonight either. We'll come back. We were going to get Coach Young in the mix. Talk a little hoops with him. We got a lot more to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! Let's go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you on a Thursday night on the grid. Solo mission tonight. No Joe. He's on assignment. So you just got me tonight. But the good news is, you're not just by me. You got Hit Burbell. You got Matias as well. And for a few minutes, you get the one, the only Coach James Young in the mix, too. Coach, my man, what's going on?
Solo mission of Mike Carver, which means the highest rated show so far this year. How are you, brother?
Don't let Joe hear that, Coach. You don't want Joe to hear that. We don't get Joe upset. So that's, I mean, you might be right, but, you know, we don't want to get Joe upset.
I'm not worried about Joe. Don't go to Simon tonight. How are you, Mike? Good to be on with you as always.
Good, Coach. We're doing all right. And, you know, we only have two games tonight in the NBA, but it is kind of a juicy TV doubleheader. It's Wembanyama's birthday. He turned 20 today. And happy birthday, Coach. Guess what we got him? We got this and the Bucks off of a loss last night to the Pacers. That's a nice birthday present for Wembanyama.
Well, yeah, it's a great present, especially the fact that Milwaukee just lost two games to their. Carver, do we call the Pacers their rivals now?
I think so.
We talked about this on C2C. Like, this is the rivalry that we didn't know we needed in the NBA. Like the Bucks and the Pacers. But this is a good spot. I actually took the Bucks minus a point. I figured you were getting pissed off Milwaukee team. But credit to San Antonio being down four late in the first half. Devin Vassell playing pretty well. Jones pretty well. And Wemby, I'm on his rebounds prop of 8.5. He's got four rebounds late in the second quarter.
He certainly does, and this is down live to 8.5. I only like the total, Coach. I thought that it was 247.5, I think, or 246.5, and I thought the Bucks could potentially score a $140 or a $150 by themselves against the Spurs, the way that they play D. And you know what? It's still hanging right at that number at 247.5. So it's very possible that it could get there before all is said and done. The nightcap. We have Denver and Golden State, which, of course, played in the playoffs last year. Steph, Joker, the whole deal. Now -4 for the Nuggets on the road, 234.5. You know, this obviously isn't the Warriors anymore, Coach. I think we've all pretty much accepted that at this point. I think the thing with the Warriors now is you never know when you're going to get, because it isn't every night anymore, when you're going to get the vintage Steph night. Because the other night, he drops 36 on Orlando, and sure enough, they win at home. But we've had, you know, even Steph now is slowing down where he's not doing that consistently every single night, Coach. So that's the tough part about the Warriors right now.
That really is, because obviously, legendary performance out of Steph. You know, if you really think about it, Carver Hyde, 36 points that he had against Orlando, the last time he did that was against the Wizards. I mean, that's like playing the Washington Wizards, like playing the Washington Generals. I mean, that's how bad they are. So I really can't put much stock into it. But it's definitely, Mike, it's definitely a situation where you look at a team like Golden State, and I'm going to say this. I don't think they're making a playoff. I just don't think they're doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to – the hot ticket of the night. And you may think I'm crazy. I think the only reason why Draymond's back in the building is I think they're going to try and trade him. I could see them trying to get him back, get him a couple of games, and get him on, you know what, out of there, and see if you can get anything for Draymond, because a team may say to him, hey, we get Draymond, he's wise right, he does the right thing, and I know this sounds crazy. You know who I'm looking at trying to get Draymond? The Lakers. Because I think it's kind of like when like Rodman was acting crazy, and it was like the only guy that could train Rodman was Jordan. Well, who's one of Draymond's best friends in the league? Crazy as hell. It's LeBron. And if LeBron goes to Rob Palenka and says, "Go get me Draymond," you think Rob Palenka is going to say no? Because he'll probably be fired tomorrow anyway. So I just think there's a chance that Draymond actually make it move before the deadline.
Man, the Lakers got all kinds of problems, Coach. I mean, they got now they want to run Ham out of there. They want to get Darvin out too. Now he's the reason.
But
they got to get rid of switch coaches again.
You know what the crazy thing, Mike, is? If you really think about this, weren't they saying the same thing 2 years ago about Frank Vogel? And then they brought Ham in. Then he traded half the roster. Here, you know, folks, do you want to know why the Lakers are not playing well? Very simple. D'Angelo Russell is the Forrest Gump of the NBA. You never know what you're going to get. Hachimura has not played well. Torian Prince has become Torian Prince, or Torian Frog, if you want to call him that. Cam Reddish, who sucks, who LeBron wants, is showing that he's not really any good. And then you start looking at Gabe Vincent hasn't been healthy. Jared Vanderbilt's giving you 2.1 points per game. And a guy like Christian Wood, who was giving you 20 last year with Dallas, is giving you 6. That's why they stink. They're players, not the coach.
Yeah, Lakers 17-18. Warriors are 16-17. They're both under 500 at this point in the season as we flip the calendar to January. But the good thing is, I mean, they're both only 4 games out of the 6. You know, so it's not like they're it's not like they're buried, coach. But like you say, like it's, you know, eventually it starts to get late early. You know, it just it really does when you look at all these teams in the Western Conference because it's so bunched up. And OKC has been outstanding. Minnesota's been outstanding. The Clippers have come to life. Dallas had that fast start, and now they've crumbled too, coach. I mean, that was the typical. Luka's fresh. He's healthy at the beginning of the year. He plays great the first 3 weeks. Then he starts to break down. He's not getting any sleep with the new baby. He's missing every third game. And now Dallas is back to 20-15 after, what were they, like 11-2, coach? They started real hot.
They were fantastic. Here's the thing. Two things for your audience. Number one, if you look at the betting market, the team that I think is going to be the number one seed, and you can find in certain sports books, I like Minnesota to be the number one seed. Why? They're the second easiest schedule to length the rest of the way, and the team that they're competing with is Denver. They play them 3 times the rest of the way. Think about it. What does a one seed, does it mean more to a team like Denver who's won a championship, has won road games, or a team like Minnesota who's never been there? So look at a team like Minnesota to maybe be the one seed. And I can't believe I'm saying it. Carver, the Clippers could win the West. If Kawhi could play like this, if he could play like this, Carver High, you cannot count out the Clippers with the claw being. I'm going to say this. They're top 10. He's playing like a borderline top 5 player in the NBA right now.
I've been sucked in the last couple of years, early in the year by them, and then it ends up going bad for you. But I feel like we missed some really good numbers for them too, because when they first got Harden and they were in that tailspin, I mean, there were some monster Clipper numbers out there that you could have grabbed, and those have now all kind of disappeared. College tonight, coach. There is one really good marquee game that's going to tip off about 9:30 East in Tucson. As Tad Boyle and the Buffaloes, who have gotten out to a great start, I believe 11-2 for Colorado here out of the gates, and they do get tested tonight against Arizona, who's 10-3. I feel like this is a ton of sticks here, coach. 12.5 for Colorado's played pretty well.
Shout out to my guy, Carver High, for bringing up this game and bringing up Tad Boyle, because I'm going to say this. Like, he is like the Jim Larinaga of, like, the western part of the United States, meaning a coach that no one talks about that's secretly one of the best coaches in the country. And if you think about Larinaga, one of the wins that Colorado has is a 27-point win against Miami. Now, and I know, Larinaga's as good as they are, and that team who just beat Clemson, by the way, Clemson's a fraud because they played nobody before that game last night, and they gave up 95 points with no Wooger Poplar. I think this is a spot where, if you asked it 2 weeks ago, no shot in hell that Colorado is even winning 15 points in this game. Now you look at the 90-some-odd points they gave up to Florida Atlantic, the 100 points they gave up to Stanford, the fact that this team of Colorado shoots the ball extremely well. They have a kid named K.J. Simpson, folks, who gets 21.5 points per game, shoots at 49% from three. I had Jeff Goodman on my Betting Above the Rim podcast, which you can now find on Spotify and Apple or Google Play, whatever store you want to get it from. He likes Colorado, Carver High, to go to the Final Four. He is a big believer in this team. I'm a big believer in Tad Boyle. I think the Buffaloes cover the 12.5.
How about that? And another thing about Tad Boyle you probably didn't know, coach. Huge fan of Pharrell. Did you know that?
Oh.
Tad Boyle loves Pharrell. Loves him.
Listen, who isn't a fan of Scott Farrell.
No doubt. So he came on with Scotty a couple of years ago. This was back when we were still at CBS. He came on. He goes, Scott, I used to drive it. I guess it's like when he was assistant, like going through all the ranks. You know, he's like, I used to listen to you at night. I used to go. So Tad Boyle, big Scott Farrell fan, to coach. Tremendous job as always. Let's cash some tickets tonight with the Colorado Buffaloes. There he is, Coach James Young. We're back after this. Carver and Lacey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, SportsGrid Radio. SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Some new soundtracks for Matias tonight. He even gets a little POD in the mix there. There's one POD song, Matias, you got to add to the rotation. What song was that? I have it here.
I wonder if it's going to come on tonight, man. Maybe it'll come on later tonight, man.
Well, if I tell you now, it's probably going to come on tonight either way, because you're going to go and find it when I tell you which one it is. What song was that by them? Not off that first. That first album's pretty good. But actually, the one This Time, which is actually one of their later ones, that's the name of the track, This Time by POD. I like the stuff off the first album, too. But you're killing it either way, Matias, as always, here. So we're on Colorado now, Matias. We're going to take the Coach Young play of the night.
I'm sold.
Tad Boyle and the Buffaloes with the 12.5 here in Tucson.
Absolutely. After what Coach Young just said, why can't he look at the homework that he did. I'm ready to rock. Let's go, Buffaloes.
Ready to rock. I even gave him the Pharrell nugget about Tad Boyle. He's a big Pharrell fan, listening to him in the car back in the day. At the golf right now, because I'm not going to lie, I got the golf on here. As these guys are, the last group is on 15 right now, so only a couple holes left. But the real story out in Kapalua right now is Sahith Tagala, who has birdied 6 holes in a row. Yes, 6 holes in a row. He's now 9 under, so in the lead by himself. And he just blasted one in the sand here as he's going for 7 birdies in a row. So he'll have to get up and out of that here on 16. But what a back nine that Tagala is having. And, God, it looks unbelievable there, Matias, in Kapalua. Jeez. I mean, that is just, I can't even imagine living out there.
I've actually never been to that course itself. I've covered the Sony Open when I was in Honolulu, and that was some fun stuff being able to cover that event. And I know that you would have loved to have been there, especially with all the famous people that have shown up to play some golf too.
I would love it. I've never been there, period, for anything. I haven't been there for anything, Hawaii. So that's like kind of like the bucket list thing. One day, Matias, I'll find my way there. Maybe like for me and my wife's, like, you know, 15th or 20th wedding anniversary, we'll go to Hawaii or something like that. We'd like to do that at one point. And I'd love to play some golf there because it just looks absolutely amazing at this track where they're playing the tournament of champions. So, and Scheffler is not playing well. Now, that doesn't mean you should completely sell him here this weekend because, like we said, crazy things happen. He's still only four or five back, but he has hit some drives today that, man, I don't know if he just didn't play any golf the last couple months while he was sitting out, but he's had a couple of really strange drives, and he's now 6-1 to win this tournament. Morikawa's also falling back to 6-1. Tagala's up to plus 850 with his hot back nine here, but you've missed the good numbers on Tagala, who I believe was in this 80s or 90s pre-tournament before he got going. So I'm having some fun with the golf. The last group out is Scheffler, Hovland, and Jordan Spieth. So Spieth has not really been great today. I think he's at 3 under right now. And he's pretty far down the odds board right now. Where do they got? So, I don't know, he's still 22-1, which is about where we had him before the tournament. So he's not doing too bad. And Hovland's starting to pick it up as well. They're at the half in San Antonio. The Bucks lead the Spurs 64-59. Minus 9.5 Bucks is the live number there. 249.5 is the total. Right now, you got Giannis with 15, Middleton with 12, Dame Lillard only with 6 points, and his live number is 19.5. Do a little Dame time over 19 and a half here. He's been struggling mightily. Do a little Dame time. Dame time, Dame time, Dame time. There's going to be a lot more points scored in this game. And it's close, too, for now. Which is going to keep some of these guys in the game. It's the second night of a back-to-back for them, though, which makes me nervous. If this did become a 15 or a 20-point game, he might not be in there to see it. But you're talking about 14 points for Dame time in the second half. Wembanyama's got 8. How many threes does Wembanyama have? No threes. You can get 1 3 from Wembanyama, minus 138. 2 threes for Dame time, minus 144. How about we do a little in and let you parlay that? That's awful. Actually, if you go down to... Yeah, you got to do 2 made threes for Wembanyama. I don't want to do that. I would play him for 1. I would not play him for 2. I don't think they let you parlay these two things together. Let's find out. No, they do not. You can do the alt one, but you can't do the regular line. So we'll see what happens there. I did put in, Matthias, the... you need to let me know what you want to add to this for the Nuggets and the Warriors, which is coming up at 10 o'clock East. I have got...
I'm doing some homework on the game right now. I'm checking it out, Carver. I'm going to let you know. There's some, you know, threes made, always so high for Steph and Clay.
I don't trust their threes. I can't. You can never trust it, and the numbers are so short. They're just not worth it. I am going to do... I have right now three legs in there. And like I said, when these risk-free ones come around, I'm big balling it. Like, I'm trying to hit a big ball whenever I get these. Curry 35+. Joker 12 assists, Joker 12 boards, and that's plus 2419 right now. So a 20 for like 500 if for those three legs. But I'm big balling. I'm not trying to do anything serious with it. That's how I handle the risk freeze, Matthias. I try not to go nuts. Take big. Well,
we gotta find something juicy. We have a lot of action in the NHL right now, Carver. 5-4 now, Pittsburgh over Boston.
Wow, and they're gonna yak that lead up, huh?
3-2 wow. In Nashville in the first period is not even over yet. Calgary's holding on by a goal.
4-2 now. 4-2 Calgary. 6 goals in the first period.
Wow.
Nashville. Now, I guess they're going to the third in Boston. I guess they're in the second intermission at 5-4. The Bruins plus 230 right now to come back.
I like it.
And finish that off. And the Blackhawks scored against the Rangers, Matthias. I'm sure you know that.
Oh, yeah. We're ignoring that. You know, let's just dance. Let's keep dancing. Empty net goal. Empty net goals. Let's go.
That is the key. Colorado 1-1 as they get to the end of the first. There. And they did allow that goal. Calgary now up 4-2. And the live total's 10.5 with 6 on the board, and there's still 2 periods to play. You need 5 more goals in that game. I got a feeling that'll slow up. I don't know, Matthias. Those teams, I could see this being the only period where they're lighting a lamp nonstop. You usually get a heavy start like this. It's got to slow down a little bit. I'd lean to that under 10.5. With the Flames.
You know what's funny? I usually don't fight the trend. Usually when I see big goals like that, I think there's going to be more goals. Unless there's a goalie change of some sort. But even still yet, when it's going in, it's going in. 10.5 is a lot of goals. But at the same time, what if Nashville ties this up really quickly into the second period and it's 4-4 all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's just not in their DNA.
And like you said, Calgary's terrible on the road, you know?
I would rather, you know what, I wouldn't even want to mess with total. I'd rather just take a shot with Nashville. Get Nashville +2.5 at minus 162. We take Nashville +2.5 with the Bruins +1.5. Let me get me there, +148. And the Canadians +1.5. Now we're building a house now, Matthias, with all these live plays in hockey.
Let's build a mansion. In Dallas is 6.5. Joe, it's 1-1 in the intermission.
Joe's not here tonight, so I'm gonna play the Joe role and just do a lot of silly stuff. Is what I'm gonna do. So I think Nashville +2.5. Let's put it with the Bruins +1.5 going into the third. And I just got a feeling about Montreal here, plus the one and a half. So I'm going to roll with that, Matthias, with those three. We'll put those three together and see if we can get something cooking here live in the third period with those two games.
Right now you could catch the Rangers at minus one and a half at minus 178. You don't like that?
Minus 178. They're a lot on the board at 2.5 at plus 138, but I don't want to add that in. I don't want to go there. You're involved already. I'm gonna leave you on an island there, Matthias. I'm sorry.
I'm not scared.
I really like the Nashville and the Boston ones are the two that I really like.
I like the Nashville one a lot. I actually just played it too. Let's go.
I'm gonna do those two. I'm taking Montreal out. I'm gonna put Nashville, Boston. And give me a little something for the late night. Let's put late night in. Islanders in Arizona over the 5.5. I'm going to go there. These Islander games have been wild. A lot of goals. All right, Matthias, there you go. We're in. It's plus 354. Put those three legs together. Islanders, Nashville.
I like it.
Boston.
I would throw some tennis on there as well, but I know that you don't dance with the tennis.
That's like you're like Joe now. You're getting greedy. You know, you want to put more and more on there. Where the hell's the tennis this weekend? Where are they at?
Oh, they're all over the place. They're in Australia and they're in China.
They're in Brisbane?
Yeah, Brisbane and Hong Kong. Francis Tiafoe, the American, he's actually playing tonight. I love him in some parlay.
How is there more than one tournament going on? There's more than one men's tennis tournament?
Oh, yeah, all the time. There's a lot of ways to make some money, you know what
well,
I mean?
It looks
you
got, like
you
got the ladies. The ladies are in Auckland.
Yeah, and you also have United Cup going on right now, and that's like an international type of play. Novak Djokovic loves to play in that tournament because of the pretty much the national pride that goes on. Players play at a higher play when they play for their countries.
I couldn't even tell you, aside from the four majors, what goes on in tennis in terms of where they're playing, who's playing.
The season just started. So you know, it's starting to heat up now. Probably. Like Nadal just came back as well. So Nadal's back after a whole year off. It's been exciting, and he's been winning. He plays today at 2 a.m. Pacific. Let's go.
2 a.m. Pacific. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, but then again, you're locked into this. Meanwhile, you probably think I'm nuts with how locked in I am with the golf. So,
hey, everybody has their loves and their dislikes. You know what I mean? The golf is your thing, and I love it. That it's your thing, man. Let's rock. You always have the best plays for when it comes to the golf time. I take your plays, and we make some money.
That is what we like to do. That's for sure. We love to do that. Right now, also. Let me bring these college games back up. Memphis now up 9 on Tulsa. James Madison and Louisiana 23-22 at the half. And you got the Colorado-Arizona game coming up in about 30 minutes. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. With you. Plenty of action going on right now. I'm watching the Century Tournament of Champions. And I guess I jinxed Tigala. He had 6 birdies in a row. I pumped him up, and then I told you he hit one in the sand off of that tee shot on 16. And sure enough, he bogeyed that hole. So back to 8 under for Tigala. Sungjae Im joined him there with a birdie on 18. So you got 3 guys in the clubhouse at 8 under. Tigala on the course at 8 under. Jason Day on 18 at 7 under, who's probably going to get a chance to get to 8. And Schauffele and Cantlay, 2 guys that nobody likes, 7 under in the clubhouse at 66. So a fun first day in Kapalua. Maui for the Century Tournament of Champions. Speed's making a little run here, too. He's buried a couple holes in a row, which we like to see because we have some Speed tickets in the mix as well, as he hits some of these very scoreable holes here on the back nine.
Let's go, Carver. 3-1 Rangers, baby. 3-1
Rangers. There you go.
Right away. Yes. Right into the third period. Let's go. 3-1 Rangers. Extend, extend, extend.
I did end up playing Montreal by itself, too, with the plus 1.5 for them. So Montreal going into the third, down one, plus 1.5 at minus 113. I'm sure I'll get burned there. But we're going to give it a shot, Matias. That's what we're doing tonight. We're rolling dice. We're going to make some things happen. We're going to do a lot of football in hour number two. I think me and Joe are going to make the picks as well for week 18. Since I'm not going to be in the mix tomorrow night, we are going to make sure that we take care of all of that. We're going to let Matias also try to sell us on how the Falcons are going to win the NFC South on Sunday. I'm sure he's got some kind of a blueprint or some kind of connect the dots way that that's going to happen as well. So we have a lot more to do, that's for sure, with another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We are back on the grid right after this.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.